USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a phone call today, President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he expects a significant de-escalation today on the path toward a ceasefire. That's according to the White House. It was the fourth time the president has spoke with Netanyahu over the past week as the tensions continue to be high between Israel and the Hamas terrorists in Gaza. As Democrats on Capitol Hill continue to criticize Netanyahu for the strikes, he's not backing down.
To have Israel criticized for that is absurd. Not only is it absurd and unjust and untrue, it does enormous damage to democracies that are fighting this kind of evil. It says you cannot protect yourself.
The House expected to vote on a bill today that would create an independent commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is opposing the formation of an independent commission to probe the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican calling the proposal slanted and accusing House Democrats of acting in bad faith. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, also not a fan of the commission. The House set to vote on the proposal Wednesday afternoon. It would then head to the Senate. After getting vaccinated, Ohioans are flocking to a website.
After announcing a weekly $1 million drawing for vaccinated Ohioans, Governor Mike DeWine says the state is setting records for getting shots in arms. Last Friday saw the highest vaccination day in 3 weeks, with an increase in people aged 30 to 74 getting vaccinated of 6% since the lottery's announcement. Starting May 26th and running for 5 weeks, a $1 million prize will be awarded to one Ohioan who has received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Testimony is underway in Christian Rivera's murder trial in Iowa. The illegal immigrant living in Iowa is charged with first-degree murder in the death of former University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts.
He admits taking Molly's body out of the trunk. He admits seeing blood on Molly's body and neck.
That's Powsheet County Attorney Bart Claver telling the jury about Rivera's police interview. Claver adding Rivera admitted to chasing Tibbetts while she was out for a jog and becoming angry when she threatened to call the police.
He admitted taking Molly into the field, placing her face up, and putting corn stalks on her body.
New Yorkers fully vaccinated against coronavirus can remove their masks in many settings starting today. But Mayor Bill de Blasio is still urging caution in the city, and all city employees are mandated to wear masks in offices because there will be a mix of vaccinated and non-vaccinated people. As far as the new CDC guidelines out there that are still causing some confusion among folks, former CDC Director Dr. Richard Bessler tells ABC's Good Morning America,
one of the hardest things to deal with in a pandemic is the fact that things are uncertain and no guidance is ever final. So as you learn more, as the situation changes, you adjust and you adapt and you change guidance. And that's confusing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.